Hello, this is Andy Sylvester with episode 3 of the In the Car podcast. Today is December 18th, 2018. I wanted to share a few thoughts about podcasting and microblogging, and in some ways, some similarities that they have. I've been using the microblog service a lot over the last few weeks, as I referred to in my last podcast, and slowly building up a community of people that I'm talking with, you know, interacting with using the service. And it came to me that I'm also, sorry to assume, in my last episode I mentioned I was going to work on my own book on microblogging. And as I was doing my research, what I discovered is that blogging, you know, microblogging can be thought of as a subset of blogging. And blogging is, you know, just writing and publishing things. And microblogging appears to be just a short version of that. But really, the thing that sets microblogging apart from, I'll say, blogging, is the ability to have more of a conversation. To me, this is one of the selling points of services like Twitter and Facebook, in that you can make a post, people can get a, you know, see the post almost immediately, they can respond to it, and you can then respond to them, and there's, you know, an interaction. I think in Facebook, if you make a post, you get you can have your account set up to give you a notification saying, oh, so and so just made an update. So there's a push for you to go look at something, and then you can respond to it. And so I think this the tool support for this conversation, that's the key aspect, the secret sauce, the killer app portion of it. It's not so much the publishing piece of the workflow, because as I might have mentioned again on the last podcast, there's, you know, literally thousands of different tools you can use to publish things on the web, but they're not all that great in facilitating that conversation. And that whereas blogs, many web blogs have comments, again, the interaction, there tends to be more time between the comments. And so here's where I'm going to tie in the similarity with podcasting. So I referred to a podcast I listened to on the history of podcasting, wrote a blog post about it. I'll link that up in the post notes for this podcast. And the people who are talking spent a lot of time saying, well, no, it's not really the fact that you can distribute this audio file over RSS. It's, you know, that they focused on the creating of an audio file as well. This is how, this is kind of the thing that podcasting is, and how, oh, well, people were creating audio files back in the 90s. And so, well, that's great, but really the thing that's made podcasting take off is the ability to get those podcasts easily using a client. And the thing that facilitates all of that is RSS. So there's a key technological killer app feature of podcasting. It is the ability to distribute those files in an easy manner. And so in and of itself, that technical thing isn't the thing that people think of as podcasting. They think, oh, I'm sitting in front of a mic and I'm recording something. But the real key thing is there's a way to distribute it. In microblogging, the fact that you can type some short message, that isn't the key feature, the killer app feature. The killer app feature is that The tool that you're typing it in helps facilitate and support a conversation. And whether it's, just talking to a few people or talking to 27 million people like Donald Trump does, that's the key thing, is facilitating that conversation. Now, I'm not saying Donald Trump can have a conversation with 27 million people, but for most people who don't follow that many people or interact with that many people, again, the tool facilitating the conversation, that's the key part. And so that, to me, is the similarity that I wanted to bring out today between podcasting and microblogging, is there's a key technical piece that really makes people want to participate and use the tool, and that's the concept I wanted to get across today. This is Andy Sylvester with the In the Car Podcast, Episode 3, December 18th, 2018. See you later.